Hello, and welcome to the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show, aired every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Kat Cannabis is the international best-selling author of Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, and host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV show. Together, we will explore cutting-edge insights and philosophies in health, wealth, and relationships. Kat's guests will be ordinary people with extraordinary stories. Now, here is your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We've got a great guest for you this evening. Dr. Edvige is going to be talking all about things so many of us are going through but may not understand. Are you having nocturnal experiences with sudden energy downloads? And are you wondering what those energy downloads are saying or meaning? Have you had light being visitations? Is telepathic wisdom being imparted? And special family members checking in at all times of the day and night? Do you feel like you might be losing your mind? Well, you're not. You're not crazy. You're awakening. And Dr. Edvige is here today to talk about her new book, that is a guide to embracing your multidimensional self. And during this show today, we will teach you how to chart a course to access your realm of higher consciousness. So welcome to the show, Dr. Edvige.
Hello. What a delight to be here. Thank you for having me on today.
So, Dr. Edvige, you hold a doctorate in metaphysical science. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, metaphysics isn't an interesting study. You know, it is that understanding that there's something else out there. It's sort of like that bridge, learning the principles of spirit, learning about nature. It's about connecting the paranormal. And it's all of those things that we can't see, but we know that they exist. It's studying that. So understanding energy, studying all of that, what is beyond the physical realms and moving into nature and to moving into the supernatural, the the paranormal, all of those everyday experiences that we don't quite understand that are outside the realm of reality per se,
mm-hmm.
would be metaphysical. So it's studying that to really understand that, well, we're not crazy, we are awakening, but what does that mean? It means going past religion, going past the programs, going past all that people would say is normal, and beginning to step outside the box and to begin to ask questions. So
I think
that's truly for me, yeah.
That was really important when you said going past the programs, because you were talking about, you know, religions and all of these other programs that we have been programmed with. And so You're saying, as, you know, the metaphysical science go beyond the programming and they encourage you to maybe step outside of that box and possibly challenge you in ways that may not be real comfortable at first. You're stepping kind of outside your comfort zone, but it's the best place to grow.
Absolutely. You know, Yeshua said, question all things, right? And so It's about that beginning to question. You know, this awakening is so programmed within your soul for you to awaken. And so you're going to get to this point early on where you're going to say, there's something I'm supposed to be doing, yet I don't know what it is. And then you're going to start to have this little voice, you know, and you can't quite put your finger on it. Ah, that's you at a higher level saying, okay, it's time to awaken. So you're going to start to explore. You're going to start to meditate, see prayer in a different way, see religions in a different way, see yourself in a different way. And that study is a metaphysical study.
Cool. And part of that exploring that you were talking about is figuring out what your life purpose is, because we're all here for a reason. We didn't just happen, even though, you know, your parents may have told you happened in the back seat of that Ford. You happened purposely. You were accidentally on purpose. We all have a life purpose. And so you're saying that by stepping outside of that box, that we may be able to actually start to connect with that inner guidance that will tap us into that life purpose.
Absolutely, yeah. And you have to step outside the box. You see, because that box, within that box, oh, this is good. Within that box are the conditionings, the environmental conditionings, the religion, what your parents taught you about sex, what they taught you about religion, what they taught you about money. Within that box is conformity. Within that box, you're supposed to behave a certain way, right? You're conditioned to have a certain behavior. All of that is within that box. But when you are brave to step outside that box, then mm-hmm. you begin to realize that the answers are truly just quietly within you, that the answers are about you detaching from the world and connecting to the God. Wow, that's in you. Because as you step outside the box, you realize that we are all a part of Source, because Source just wanted to experience self and stepped forward as you and I. And so we begin then to reconnect to that part of us, realizing that inside the box, it was telling us that we're separate, that we're sinners, that we have to repent and work our way back to this heavenly realm that we were cast from or something, that we fell from mm-hmm. or that, mm-hmm. you know. And when we step outside the box, we realize that we chose to come forth. We chose our life lessons. In fact, we wrote them down in that Bardo realm in between lifetimes, deciding what we wanted to experience. And our soul group came forward and said, I will play this thorn in your side, and I will play this person, and we're going to have a good time playing, but you're going to forget that you're playing, and then you're going to have a trigger and begin to remember that you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what stepping outside the box is all about.
And so yeah. you were talking about, you know, choosing, and I really think that is so important to really talk about that for a second more, because, you know, when we're one of the things that make us as human beings so special is freedom of choice. And so mm-hmm. when we come down here into the earth plane, we have choices that even the angels don't have. And, you know, our spiritual family on the other side, they don't necessarily have it either. They have to ask permission to return to help us, whereas we can simply go in our dreams, which I believe are our sacred doorways to heaven, to the realm between realms, where, you know, we're going to be talking about these visitations a little bit later. But you're right on when you talk about choice, and we do have a choice. And sometimes that choice can be a little scary when we, you know, when we've got to get outside the box. But it's important to remember, you can get out the box one step at a time. Keep one foot in, throw the other foot over, you know, and straddle the box for a while until you realize you're not alone out there. You've got spirit guides that will keep you safe.
And boy, do you.
Yes, we yeah. do. So let's talk about your light body mentoring. How do you do light body mentoring?
So here's the interesting thing, you know, and you read my book, so you know this whole journey mm-hmm. and what I share in my story literally is from beginning childhood and then coming. I was about 12 years old when the very first light being showed up. And there he was standing at the foot of my bed, and I'm like, whoa, okay. Out my bed I went, out my bedroom window, flying into the cosmos, landing on a bridge, diving into the depths of the ocean. He visited with me and did this for 6 years, showing me that I would be this bridge. Not fully understanding it, you continue to have life. And so as an adult, literally in 04, you know, here outside Vegas, singing, having a wonderful time, doing my thing as a singer, I wind up in a car accident, go into the light, and the voice says, you are here to bring them into the light. And, of course, I said, well, yes, because I knew that there was always something more, right? And here I am. I'm ready. And so as all of these then visitations began as an adult, what was very interesting is they started to show me that I had within me these templates. And as they began to work on me, and then finally my light body, and we'll get into more detail. I just want to get through the light body
mm-hmm.
part.
Mm-hmm.
And then as my light body moved into me, September of 2012, it then turned on these templates. And from that moment, then they started guiding me that you can activate other people's light bodies. I'm like, whoa, okay. So in 2012, I really started doing the work on other people as far as being able to, at a cellular level, clear DNA, turn DNA on, clear trauma from whatever lifetime, whatever they needed so that they could begin the process of transmuting all that no longer serves you at every and all levels of your existence and all timelines and all dimensions, beginning to let go of that. That's the first stage of awakening, of ascension. You have to transmute, and then we move into transforming. So that's where you begin to turn on and pulse and vibrate and see the colors and start to communicate, and all sorts of wonderful things happen. But you have to be able to begin to hold those higher frequencies, and then that takes you to transfiguring. So as I was beginning to do this work, I saw and realized and knew that I was able to take a person through these stages. And at that third stage of transfiguring, I would actually see their light body approach them. Wow. And in it would go. So that, and the light body is that multidimensional vehicle, I call it like the glue, that needs to be in you, and then your I am presence, which is your monad, will then begin to descend within you, and then you go through all those stages, initiations of ascension, until finally at the seventh and final initiation, all of your monad, your I am presence, is within you, and you will have ascended. And so it's taking you through that process, understanding that your light body is the bridge that will allow your I am presence to begin to move into you. So I'm able to clear a person, to calibrate a person, to raise their frequencies, and to bring their light body in. It's amazing to actually.
And one of the reasons why it's so important that you can actually do this, Dr. Awish, is because, you know, as you said, if this is happening to you and you're not aware that you're going through this, or you don't know what it is you're going through, it's sort of like, you know, going through, going into puberty, you know, it can be scary. Then you may think that there's something really wrong with you. And if you go and seek help from someone who doesn't know anything about this, they may actually try to convince you that there's something wrong with you when it's not. There is nothing wrong with you. You are doing exactly what you should be doing spiritually. And that's where your book comes in, and it's so important. Your book is titled, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purposes, Joy, and Abundant Life. And that is so important. There are so many children who go to their teachers, or they go to other people of authority and say, I'm hearing voices, I'm seeing colors, and they're sent to the doctor to find out what's wrong with them, when there's
and
nothing wrong with them.
Which is even worse. They're,
yeah, and then medicate them. Exactly. Makes me nuts. So you state that you've been visited by beings. What type of beings were these, and, you know, when did this happen, and why do you think it started?
Wow. Okay. So that's a loaded question.
That's a whole new one, right?
Yes. Okay. So it started when I was a little girl, right? So now, bear in mind, my parents are from the island. My father was from Martinique, the French West Indies, and my mom's from Jamaica. So imagine these two people meeting in New York, getting married, and eventually finding them 5 acres in South Jersey, down the middle of the woods, nowhere, right? And so they built their home there. Talk about everything being divine. Wow. They built a home there. And so I was about 7 years old when the home was finished and we moved in. It was normal for me to see ghosts. I could see ghosts. As soon as we moved into that house, my mom would leave the hallway light on, because I'd wake up in the middle of the night and someone would be standing in the hallway, and I'd walk around her and go to the bathroom. Or I'd wake up and I would be looking at a picture that was normally flowers, and I remember this particular time it was the face of a man. And I described him the next day to my mom, and she said, oh, that must be your great-great-grandfather William coming to check on you. And then when I was 12, it shifted, and it was that light being showing me that I would be this bridge between worlds. Wow. And so now fast forward, as an adult, I have been visited. Oh, my. So the very first visit was a being from Sirius. And she came in and said, we are ready to teach you meditate. I'm like, what the heck was that, right? So that was after a car accident. And then I had still points of light coming into my room and turning things on. And at that point, I started the earlier visitations were from higher dimensional ETs. And that happened for a couple of years. And then, you know, it goes through different phases and different cycles. And then I had light beings and dimensional beings and the angelic realm when the angels would come in and embrace me. Remember once I opened my eyes and my room was filled with a big wing. It was so big. I could only see one wing. And my room was
full
of
feathers.
I'm like, okay, I see you. Thank you. Yeah.
I see part of you.
Yeah, I see a wing, right? I would be embraced, and I'd wake up. My husband would be out of town, and I'm like, who's hugging me? And I opened my eyes, and this big, beautiful orb would be leaving my room. So I have been visited by interdimensional, you know, light beings, the angelic realms, ETs, you name it. I've been visited even by blue reptilian beings. And so they were a dying race that came because they knew I had the knowledge within me. Within me is the book of knowledge, so the golden book. And, so they came for 3 months visiting to get knowledge so that they could go and save their species. Not all reptilians are bad, you know. Sometimes good people do bad things and sometimes the bad do good. So we have to get past duality and polarity and judging and really move beyond that, especially when you move into these higher realms. It's very interesting. So, yes, I have these visitations, and I could see them with both my eyes open and my eyes closed. So it's one thing to have lucid dreams, but it's entirely different when you're actually awake and you're just laying there and they're walking into your room, which was the case for me. I was awake when they showed up.
That validation of no, I'm not sleeping. This isn't a dream. Well, we are getting ready to take our first break, but before we do, I want the good doctor to share all of her contact information with you, and again the name of her book and where you can find it. So right after that, we're going to take about a minute break. So if you want to look it up on your computer to learn more, make sure you come back to tune back in. So could you share that information with us?
Absolutely, and thank you. So you can find my book, of course, on Amazon, You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening, by Dr. Edvige. And you can visit my site, and it's simply Dr. Edvige. So it's DREDWIGE.com. Again, that's DREDWIGE.com. And on my site, if you actually go to my About page, you will see a picture of me bilocating. So once all of these higher chakras above your head, your 12, your 13, these chakras open up, they stay open, and you begin this process of your light body is in. Now you bilocate, you trilocate, you teleport. So I want to show a picture that it's, in fact, real. So that's on my site, and I offer sessions and mentoring. And a number, if you want to actually call my Google phone and leave a message, someone will get back to you, and that's 702-483-1413. Again, that's 702-483-1413. So, absolutely. Thank you for letting me share that information.
Great. Don't go away. When we come back, I think we just may have to ask the doctor about the green reptiles. Okay? So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jenna, have you seen the TV show Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod on Channel 99?
OMG, I love that show. It's with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavan. She's an international best-selling author, and Lori Boyle, the CEO of Lori Boyle Media.
Right. They're hosting a personal development seminar, Retreat for the Soul. It's about your dreams, meditation, healing, and the subconscious mind.
Ooh.
It sounds fun.
And rejuvenating. Let's go. Where do we sign up?
Their website, WickedHousewivesOnCapeCod.com.
Did you know that you can use your own radio show to promote your business and become a celebrity in your area or industry? Do you have a great idea for a radio show or a passion that you would like to share with other like-minded people? The Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and TV hosts Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle will show you how. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com. Do you have a great story to tell or do you want to write your memoir? Best-selling author Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle, CEO of Lori Boyle Media, are the hosts of the Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV and radio shows. Join their Writers Workshop Intensive to get writing and get published. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. If you're just tuning in, we've got an incredible show for you tonight featuring Dr. Edvige, who holds a doctorate in metaphysical science, and she is a light body mentor, light code activator, metaphysical practitioner, author, and speaker. And what she does is she helps position people for ascension and the return of their original divine blueprint. So in the previous 15 minutes, we talked about the seven stages of ascension and how in the third stage, the body will actually become multidimensional. And then we talked a little bit about the blue reptilian race. So, Dr. Edvige, I've heard of the green reptilians, but I had not heard of the blue reptilians. And to think that we, as human beings on the earth plane, are the only source of life in the multiple universes out there is just ludicrous in my way of thinking. We cannot possibly be. That's like, you know, Horton hears a who. Horton picks up a dust ball and there's a whole universe in that little dust ball. And that's us thinking, you know, that we're Horton, that we're the only things that exist when in fact
we're not. Well, remember one time they thought the earth was flat. So, I mean, you know, we've come a long way.
We have.
So there are actually 91 universes, and quite interesting. And yes, so this, and how this happened. So back then, and that was before my light body moved into me. So this was right around, I don't know, 2011, 2010, that this was happening. And they visited, like I said, for somewhere around 3 months. And I remember this one particular time, this energy came in. Now, all the other visitations were really loving and very, you know, gentle and just beautiful energy. Then all of a sudden, this energy came into the room and it shook my bed. And I'm like, well, no one's ever shook my bed before. You guys are kind of aggressive. I want to see what you look like, right? Yeah, it's like, excuse me, you need to be kind and nice and sweet. You're aggressive. And, you know, to that point, all the time, I was now pulsing and vibrating almost 24/7. And every time I closed my eyes, I could see colors, and colors were just spiraling around, making concentric circles, spirals, you name it, all sorts of activity going on within my third eye. And so after they shook the bed, I said, well, I want to see what you look like. And all of a sudden, all of the movement of the colors stopped, and this giant circle appeared. And this circle, this hole, it was a hole, like a wormhole, a vortex, right, a portal. And I'm like, oh, my. Oh, what's this? And so I look in, and when I look in, I see these blue beings walking around, and their backs are to me, so they don't even realize that I opened the portal from this side. And then all of a sudden, one realized that a window was open, and he walked up to it, and we were nose to nose. And I'm like, whoa, okay, this is wild. Okay, so they were blue, like a bluish, almost like a cloudy sky. You know how the sky is blue and it has a little overcast? Sort of that
It's a
color.
Deeper blue than, you mean like a deeper blue than the sunny, you know, light blue sky? They're a deeper blue.
But not much. So they were light blue, but just more like a grayish blue. Not like a green blue, but more like a gray blue.
Okay.
No hair, kind of really humanoid looking, except they had no hair. They had their heads just a little larger. just very slightly larger. They weren't scary looking at all. They had big amber eyes, little ears, and they were scaly. That should have been my cue. he had textured skin. And so I'm looking at him, and I'm like, your skin is textured. You sort of have skin like a lizard. And then I'm like, oh, you're a reptilian. I was clueless back then, let me tell you. Absolutely clueless. And so then, you know, here's the crazy thing. Again, the so-called bad doing something good. Do you know that they actually, when the portal closed, they gave me a protection prayer for calling in the directions and calling in protection? I'm like, wow. So they weren't bad. Then they came back, and the next time they came back, it was as if they put a vice grip on my head. And all of a sudden, I saw all of creation. Remember, I hold this book. I saw all of creation, every golden age, everything from everything being created. It flashed before my eyes in pictures, and the pictures were about this fast, bump, 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 bump. That's how fast I was seeing everything. And I'm like, I mean, and they were squeezing it really tight. So I said, okay, guys, you need to ease up because that hurts. And so they did. And I'm like, whoa, that's intense. Yeah.
Wow. What?
So they came to get that knowledge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to believe this, Dr. Edwige, but we're down to like our last 4 minutes. Can you believe it? This went so fast because everything is so interesting. For those of you listening, I have invited the doctor back to my other radio show on newearth.international. It's the Cat Cannabis Show. And if you go to my Facebook page, The Cat Cannabis Show, I will have it written where and when you can come to watch her. This is a Skype videoed show, and it's live. It's live link. So please check out my Facebook page. I will post this show there as well. And then the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis page on Facebook, where this show will be blogged and posted as well. So before we go, I'm going to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on my show today. This has been great, such fun. And we've only just touched on so much that I wanted to talk about. But I wanted to give you the last word with our audience. You know, what is one of the most important principles or ideas that you wish to leave our audience with today, who may be just starting out their spiritual journey?
So know that exactly where you are is absolutely divine and perfect. You are not broke and you don't need fixing. You are on your path of awakening and you have to go through those stages of consciousness. So exactly where you are is perfect. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Recognize that the divine is within you. And here's a beautiful quote by Osho. Each person comes into this world with specific destiny. He has something to fulfill. Some message has to be delivered. Some work to be completed. You are not here accidentally. You are here meaningfully. There is purpose behind you, and the whole intends to do something through you. So know that you are divine. Know that you matter. And so love yourself. Allow whatever that is to begin to unfold and give yourself permission to just for a moment say, what if? And then watch what happens as those what ifs begin to return to you.
I love
that you are loved.
If.
Yeah.
I love what ifs. So, those of you listening, what if you dared to step out of that box? What if you dared to put your hands around the new holistic frequencies that will open up to you? Just if. So thank you again, Dr. Edwige, for being with us today. We are out of time, but I so look forward to having you on the Cat Cannabis Show on New World, on NewEarth.international.
Thank you, Kat. My pleasure. I'm looking forward to coming back on live as well. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show. If you would like to comment or have an idea for the show or have a question for Kat or one of our guests, please visit her on Facebook at Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. This show and previous shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio, accessible from survivingcancerland.com and accessyourinnerguide.com. Join us again next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Until then, have a great week.